I don't know what the old woman's name done the cooking. Miss Clement did tell me here not long ago who done the main cooking. You know, they didn't cook in the kitchen like that. They have an off kitchen, off from the house. Uh-huh. Yes, and then packed the little, you know, to the kitchen. Uh-huh. Packed to the kitchen. They weren't cooking in the kitchen, dining room. I was a great big girl when I know the Miss Benny and them had a kitchen and a dining room mixed together. I was a big old girl. They cooked it on outside. Uh-huh. Right in the yard, but you know, they cooked it out there and then brought it to the house. Brought it to the kitchen when I was a child.
Well, they had some of the slaves who worked in the house and then some who worked on the yard, isn't that right?
No, them working in the yard, men working in the yard some nights, but them there would work in the kitchen, they didn't have nothing to do in the yard. And they had one, you know, to make up beds. They had one to make up beds, you know, and one to cook. And then they go, they had such a time to make up bed, and then they go feed. And then had a regular nurse, you know. And nurse, you never just see old mister with the baby and never no time. He had a regular nurse. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, you'd hire somebody nurse, but be a grown woman nurse. Tend that baby. And keep them kids. Never did care to old mister that was hungry night or day. No, that was hungry. They cared that too. He tended that baby. That baby slept with the old nurses and all. Yes, I slept with them. Didn't have nothing to do. Had a baby and sit there until he'd nurse, and then after the nurse, you know, then you carried back, tend to it. So you didn't have to, just she tend to it, you know, and give it to you. You give it to her and nurse it, care how cold it is, and you carry that baby back on in that room where you was.
Hmm. And I know did the mistress nurse the baby, or did she have
She nursed from the breast. Uh-huh. But see, she nursed this baby. That he'd be hungry, well, then here nurse would bring it to her and let her nurse it. And then when she nursed, she'd hand it right back, night or day, you know. And tend that baby night and day, hand it back to her. If that baby was any kind of sick, that nurse had to sit up there at the night and tend to it. Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, more than...
Ma'am.
No. No. Well, you see, that's done now, my dear.
That's right.
It's not done now, my dear. Yeah. Well, my niece granddaughter here, she take care of baby, and then mother hardly ever take it, and she didn't do this any slave time. And she never do hardly ever take it.
I know a lot of women do.
Yes. Don't tend to them. Don't tend to them.
Well, do you remember any of the slaves being sold? Do you remember any slave sellers, you know, men that would just buy and sell slaves?
No, sir, I never did see it. I never didn't know that, you know. We hear talk of it, but then I ring that was after slave, I ring. You talk of it. You see them talk about, you know, putting them on stumps, you know, or something high, you know, and beating them off like they did cattle. Hmm. Beat them off like they did cattle.
Well, none of your folks were ever sold then?
No, sir, none of them were sold.
You were born right there and never did leave.
Born right there and stayed there until I was about 9, 10 years old, maybe more. Stayed right there. We didn't know where to go. Mm-hmm. Mom and them didn't know where to go. You see, after she was broke, just like you turned something out, you know. Didn't know where to go. That's where to stay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Didn't know where to go. Turns out just like, you know, you turn out cattle. I say, didn't know where to go.
You remember when the Civil War was being fought?
Well, I can't remember much about it, but I remember this much. When Mr. Bethany was gone a long time. Looked like a long time. And I remember all the next morning, it's when he got up. Now, don't knock that back there. When we all got up and all of them went to the house. Went to the house to see old master. And I thought old master was dead, but he had been off to the war and come back. But then I didn't know, you know, into the war. I just didn't know he was gone a long time. All the niggas gathered around and see old master again. You know, and old master didn't tell you, know, it was free.
He didn't tell you that?
No, he didn't tell. They waited. I think now they said they waited them 6 months out of that. 6 months. And turned them loose on the 19th of June. That's why, you know, you celebrate that day. colorful. So we still do.
Archive number 5496B.
Miss Adeline, I'll miss this, you know, and just catch the by wrist this way, you know. Both of them pushed down in the rocking chair. And when she, Mr. Bethany come home, she was crying. And Mr. Bethany asked her what was the matter, you know. She told Miss Adeline, Martha Albert hurt her wrist. And she asked her then, says, what you doing in this house here? Hurting old mister. Said she wasn't hurting old mister. She just, old mister was not whooping. She saw her down. Well, the thing that old woman told old woman cat in the peach orchard and whipped her. And, you know, just tied her hand this way, you know, around the peach orchard tree. I remember that just as well. Looked like to me, I can't. And round the tree and whipped her. And, well, she couldn't do nothing but just kick her feet, you know, just kick her feet. But it just had her clothes off down to her waist, you know. Just didn't have her plumb naked, but they had her clothes down to her waist. And every now and then they'd whip her, you know, and then snuff the pipe out on her, you know. Snuff the pipe out on her. You know, the embers in the pipe. I'm where you ever see the pipe smoking.
Blow them out on her?
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord,
have mercy. Blow them out on her.
Did she scream?
Yeah, I reckon she was. I reckon she did. But you see, we was dead to go out there, where it was, you know, because our old marshal would whoop us, and then Uncle Saul. Uncle Saul would whoop us. You see, that was overseer, Uncle Saul. Her papa was overseer. But he had a whooper. And whooped her, too. And he sure did whoop her. Well, he whooped her so then at night they had to grease her back. Grease her back. I don't know what kind of grease they had, but they sure grease her back. At night, you know, that way. Grease her back. And, so after they whooped her so long, they quit. They quit. Give her dinner. Late that evening, they give her dinner. Eat late that. Well, she so whooped so bad then, you know, she didn't want to eat, you know. If you put and whoop you half a day, you ain't want to eat.
Right.
They call a little child. You can whoop a little child now. He'll get mad, you know, and don't want to eat nothing. So Uncle Saul, then he'll go whoop my mama. We had a brother, the oldest brother named Cal. And he was going to whoop my mother's boy, Peg Water. And she was going to fight him.
Is that right?
Yes, she was going to fight him. You see, one portion of the people belonged to Mr. Bethany, and one portion, you know, belonged to his wife. Wife, you know, just like, you know, you have a lot of niggas, you know, and they give you a portion of them, and your wife portion of them. Her people give you a heap of them, and then your people give you some. Well, that makes two parts. You got a part, and your wife got a part, you know, of colored folks out of the way. And so Miss Adeline wouldn't let Uncle Saul whoop her. That was her side, you know. That's one of her niggas. She wouldn't let Uncle Saul whoop her that way. Well, then they called her a sassy nigga. Sassy called wouldn't let Uncle Saul whoop her. About the boy packing water. You know, he packed water, you know, all day. And if Uncle Saul, they stayed late, you know, and when they got to the water where Uncle Saul was, the overseer was, he just pitched it out. Just pitched it out. As fast as the children could get to him. And when he whooped him, they still let him.
Oh.
Yeah, he whooped him, they still let him. So, Uncle Jesse, you know, he was, stepdaddy, he wasn't one of Mr. Bethany's niggas. He was a Payne's. My old stepdad, yes, he was a Payne's. He was a Payne's. And he'd do anything, you know, they couldn't whoop him. Couldn't whoop him. And his head was red, and he was red.
Well, where'd he come from?
Well, I think he come from like Louisiana, somewhere. Anyhow, he come somewhere. I couldn't exactly tell where he come from. Because my mama come from Mississippi. And when he'd back up, you know, I don't know where y'all ever see the corner fence.
Yes,
one of
those rail fences.
Yes. Well, he'd back up in that, and they wouldn't whoop him. He'd get him a stick and keep him off. Yes, sir. And he's a great big old man, you know. And he wouldn't let him whoop him, you see. And then the master wouldn't let him hurt him, because he wouldn't let overseer, you know, they'd whoop you. The master make them whoop you when the overseer didn't feed them. And they wouldn't let him whoop them at all, wouldn't know. And the old master would tell them, willing to kill him or something like that. Don't hurt him. But don't kill him, but whip him. He wouldn't whoop him, I tell you. No, he wouldn't whoop him. No, sir, he wouldn't
whoop him. Well, how would they punish him then?
Give me a corn. Give me a corn. That's like, you give me a year of corn, and that'll be for my dinner or my breakfast. When you come home to dinner, he said to give me a year of corn. So he shed it off and plow along and eat it. Just plow along and eat it. Night comes, they give me a year of corn, and that's the way they say it, punching him, wouldn't give him nothing to eat. And say, look like he's moving along too slow, too fast with that, too good. Too good with that, just giving him corn. And he's eating it, and drinking water and going just the same. That's why they wouldn't give him none. Give him none. Wouldn't give him nothing, but let him drink water, And he lived just the same. And he lived with Mama 32 years before he died. And he never did have a scar on the old boss put on him.
Did he talk like you all day?
No, he had a broken language. Some kind of broken language.
I wonder what that was.
I don't know. So he was right red, and his head was right red. And my sister, half sisters, to him. Well, they're red and the head red. No.
Huh.
Well, yes.
They live in Belleville, old Belleville.
They do.
Oh, yes, Belleville.
Well, we ought to go over and see them sometime.
Yeah,
right?
We go through Belleville.
Belleville.
Well, we'll go over and see them.
Well, wonder what they paid for this your stepdaddy. How come?
So, paid, he was a paid, just a trade brimble, what you call it. But you see, I don't know what they paid for him. They bought him,
And I guess he was worth so much they didn't want to hurt him.
And, you see, he had belonged to two sets of folks, two sets of people, You see, he was belonged to a pain, then he belonged to some people, Brimble. They all stayed, he wouldn't do right, and they'd sell him. Just sell him, Just like, I was your nigga, I wouldn't act right, you'd sell me to somebody else. It wouldn't act right, brother, be fighting and knocking a good hand, you'd sell him to somebody else. That's where that would go here, baby.
I see.
That's what he'd done.
Well, what about getting married? How did they go about marrying the slave?
Well, they told me they jumped over the broom backer. I don't know. They told me to jump over the broom backer. I don't know.
Well, did they have church? Did the slaves have church?
No, I never remember no church. Mama said the only church, I didn't remember that part of all the church would have been a tub of water sitting just like this thing is, and that would catch your voice. And they would have church around that tub. All of them get around the tub.
Old Moss didn't want them having church.
They don't have no church. No, they didn't have no church. And old Moss come along with one of them. One of them was there having church around the tub, and he's down praying. And said he was down there praying, Old Moss come in, He come in, told him, get up from there. He didn't get up, He said, the old master come and support me. He quit praying and then asked the Lord, have mercy on the old master. He said, old master over him with a bullhook. His husband, have mercy on the old master. And said, old master whooped him and he kept up, wouldn't get up, just flinch, It's like a person, a person hits you, the flinch. He just prayed for old master. The old master stepped back and said, I'm ready to kick you naked. Nigga never stop praying. He had to go off and leave him praying. Because he wouldn't stop. Well, that was through the Lord, that's called that.
Yeah, so the Lord works a lot of things.
Yes, of course. The Lord was suffered him to stay down there and get that whooping and pray. Just keep a praying. And I think I jumped up. I don't know. Seemed like me, I jumped up.